for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And just in time to give you a boost of motivation and confidence for the new year, there will be a worldwide young adult devotional this Sunday, January 8th. And President Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles will be speaking starting at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So be sure to tune into that, especially if you are a young adult or you have one in your home. And Scott Searle represents CES and works closely with these broadcasts in the media department of the church. And he's here with us in the studio today to talk about what we can expect on the 8th. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So the timing of this broadcast is interesting to me. It's before most young adults return to college. And can you talk about kind of why getting a worldwide devotional out so quickly in the new year is significant?
Yeah, it's a great way to start out a new semester for mm-hmm. school. It's a good way to start out the new year. It's a chance for the general authorities to talk to the age group of 18 to 30 right then. And so for the Northern Hemisphere, it works great. It's at the beginning of a new year, a beginning of a new school semester.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Hemisphere, they're just starting. A lot of them are just starting school also,
right.
Although they're in the
after
middle of the year.
Summer.
Yeah. Or they're starting. So yeah, it's just a good time to look at things. And the speaker, President Nelson, has a great message. It's a really good thing.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint at the general topic that he'll be speaking on?
Yes, he's talking specifically to young adults and their role in these last days of leadership, of just being good people. That's the draft I saw. It typically changes,
right.
You know, a lot as they get closer.
He's allowed to have revelation, I guess,
yes,
last minute.
Yes, and it's neat to see how that happens as we receive the talks. There are many drafts as they are tuned in to what young adults are needing at the time or what's happening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And President Nelson's wife will also be speaking.
Oh, wonderful.
It'll be a great thing.
That's kind of comforting to know that. I mean, I know through General Conference, talks take several months to prepare and they go through a lot of I think it was Elder Hales who said that they go through a lot of fasting and a lot of preparation to make those talks just what the Lord wants the world to hear. And it's nice to know that that same care and preparation is taken to speak to the young adults of the church as well in these worldwide devotionals.
Yeah, it is. Without saying too much, you know, we had one speaker. He said, "So here's draft 24 of what I've been working on."
Wow!
And he wanted to make sure because they don't get a chance to talk to, you know, that 18 to 30 group by itself very often.
Right.
Usually it's General Conference or something like that, and to a worldwide audience. You know, we're going through the world, 41 different languages, and so it's a big group. And so they really look at it and prepare, and everyone has been a great message for that time that we needed.
And a lot of critics of the LDS Church might say that our leaders, like President Nelson, couldn't possibly be aware of the issues that young adults are facing these days. Why do you think it's important for the young adults of the church to listen to President Nelson on this specific topic?
I keep remembering it was a long time ago when President Hinckley was being interviewed by Mike Wallace. He says, "Well, what do you think about these older men leading the church?"
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Isn't it wonderful that men of wisdom and of maturity and of experience can give us the things that we need at this time?"
Mm-hmm.
And President Nelson, the same thing. He's a very intelligent person. I mean, you look at what he had done, what he's done, you know, in his life
career,
and everything.
Yeah,
with his career, and they're really in tune with what is going on in the world, but also spiritually of what our Heavenly Father wants us to hear.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts today on
You're
this
welcome.
Broadcast. If there was a young adult listening to this program and was kind of on the fence about tuning in to the devotional, what would you say to them?
Do it. It's 1 hour long.
Mm-hmm.
We have choir a choir of 18 to 30 year olds who are going to be singing in the Marriott Center, which is going to be amazing because mm-hmm. we usually have 300. This is going to be a 500 person
oh, wow.
choir.
Okay.
So there's some real power there. You will be blessed. You will feel the Spirit. You will feel inspired by listening to these messages. And it's 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it. And it'll be a great blessing for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you again for being here today.
Thank you.
And sharing your thoughts. And be sure to tune in to the Young Adult Worldwide Devotional this Sunday, January 8th at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And it will be broadcast all over the world live on LDS.org and MormonChannel.org with the availability for you to tune in and watch it later as well. And you can invite your friends and your family members to join you. And if you need access to the broadcast in various languages, Scott mentioned that it'll be in
41
different languages. They will be available starting on January 13th on those websites as well. And if you'd like to access any past devotionals, you can visit devotionals.lds.org. We're going to close our episode today with a quote by past LDS President Gordon B. Hinckley. And he said, "Mediocrity will never do. You are capable of something better." And you can find a beautiful design of that quote free to download at mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.